sweat technique.
You're listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from McCormick and Schmick's at Town and Country as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Jeremy's out for the rest of the week, enjoying some downtime. So my friend Barry Laminack is with me, along with Brian McDonald. We're here enjoying everything, and I am having a phenomenal, fantastic, incredible dinner plate of vegetables, chicken, shrimp.
Smells great.
At McCormick and Schmick's.
Looks good.
This food is fantastic. Yeah. The happy hour is in full swing. It's a full bar. All the tables are filled. People are enjoying cocktails at great prices. It's voted the number one happy hour in America by USA Today, and it's right here at McCormick and Schmick's, and we know the food's already fantastic. I mean, the food, all fresh fish and oysters flown in daily from all over the country to make sure that you get the freshest, best meal possible, and they've got specials all week long. 7 days a week, two-course lunch deal, $18. 7 days a week, three-course dinner meal, $35. Live music every Thursday and Friday from 6 to 9. They got private dining rooms if you want to reserve for an intimate group. But it's right here in Town and Country. So the best part is you can have some people meet you. You can have all the happy hour. You can have dinner. Still go shopping at all the great shops and spots where you can walk outside and enjoy all the different shopping as well. It's fun. I'm glad we're here today.
I'll tell you what, because I'm a company man, and Brian, you've already had some sample. You've sampled the fare. Joel, you've got some different stuff. I'm going to do my part. I've ordered an old fashioned. I'm going to take one for the team as well.
Attaboy.
And sample.
Very big of you.
Yeah, I'm going to do my part.
Drink your dinner, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to see what the orange peel and the cherry taste like, and we'll go from there.
281 says, where's Jeremy? Wrong answers only. We'll do that tomorrow because you'll have to think about it all night long, and then you'll get into it tomorrow.
I'll tell you one thing he's doing. You know how he likes to crush us if we ever tweet while we're off?
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, he's tweeting a bunch.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Mr. How dare you tweet on your day off? And then yesterday, I see his timeline, just tweet.
Is he usually crush y'all when y'all do that?
Yeah. It's like, he calls us a weirdo if we check social media while we're off.
What's he tweeting about?
Astros.
Mostly Astros, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say cheers to Cece and her crew. She came out
today.
Yeah,
you got your old fashioned now.
Yeah, cheers to her. It was her idea. She's drinking.
You wouldn't have done this otherwise.
I would not. Yeah. She offered to buy it.
Hey,
I can't.
Long-time usual suspect.
Yeah, so cheers to Cece.
Appreciate that. We were talking about this. A lot of people chiming in. I think most people were saying, what's
good?
That's
good.
Oh, that's so good. All right, fellas, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Good night, everybody. Oh, my goodness.
You know, between Tomlinson and even Cam Robinson, a lot of the responses we got when talking about this and playing the clip from Andrews is the fact that people just don't have confidence in guys, whether it be from a Cam Robinson perspective, the fact that, yeah, he was a first-round pick out of Alabama. Yeah, he's gotten paid throughout his career. But overall, does that mean anything, and how does that translate to him being the replacement for Laremy Tunsil that's going to be required to keep CJ upright, like Andrew said, and protect his backside and make sure that you do your job? Because I don't know. I mean, I'm not expecting, like, Robinson to turn out to be one of the better left tackles in the league.
No. I don't think anybody is. I think there's the key word there is expect. It's expect versus hope, you know?
Yeah.
There's the hope versus the expectation. You hope he gets coached up. You hope he lives up to expectations. But it's hard to replace Laremy Tunsil, man, for all of the complaining and the bitching and the you know, as upset as Texans fans were at all the mistakes that he would make in-game penalty-wise. Listen, Laremy Tunsil was still one of the
top five
offensive left tackles in this league. And, yeah, that's where I was going to go was five. Probably five. Yeah. But top five for sure. That's tough to replace,
but regardless,
man.
Yeah, it's one thing to say he didn't fit our culture. He didn't fit, you know, everything in our locker room and what we did on the field, as you said, with the penalties and otherwise. But how did you replace him? Because people see Tomlinson and they go, who? There was a Tomlinson that played running back for the Chargers, really good.
Yeah, any relation?
Yeah,
not that one.
Yeah. I mean, you look at Brown. They brought in Brown.
Heck, he might be better at
Brown's
pass
a guy that when he was good for the Patriots, which was, what, 10 years ago?
Feels like it.
Yeah, that suddenly you're going to expect to find a time capsule, and he's going to be okay this year? I mean, you brought in a bunch of retreads. Let's be
fair. Yeah, you haven't even mentioned the name they got from the Vikings, Ed Ingram. Like, yep. I mean, specifically two of those guys. Like, when you look at the additions they made, because we all know they had to make additions to the offensive line. Okay, you add Cam Robinson, but he's directly replacing Laremy Tunsil, and ain't nobody think that Cam Robinson's better than Laremy Tunsil, so that's a negative. You bring in Ed Ingram and Lakin Tomlinson on your to play interior offensive line, but when you look at stats like pressures allowed and one-on-one blocking, they're just as bad, or in the case of one of them, worse than Kenyon Green was last year. So, like, you've shuffled the bodies around, but it kind of feels at times with this offensive line that you're just shuffling chairs on the deck of the Titanic, because you're replacing the names, and sometimes that's enough for people to feel optimistic. But when you look at who it actually is, I think they're putting a lot of eggs in the basket of Bobby Slowick was really terrible, and the change to Nick Caley and getting a new system and a new play caller will make all the difference.
Well, it's twofold, right? And the fact that Popovich finally having that the
too.
Reins and the control
right.
to like coach up and do the
that's
things
what they're
that
putting
he
their
wanted
eggs.
To do. Yeah, but I mean,
because it's not on the names they've added to the team.
And both of these guys, if you look at Skarnecki, who is arguably one of the best offensive line coaches in the history of the league, and that's where Popovich cut his teeth and got all his training. And then when you look at from the standpoint of Caley, he's coming from the
Rams.
The Rams system. So you're thinking that's going to rub off and he's going to be that kind of coach. But you got to have those resources. It goes back to what Barry was talking about. I think they're going to run the football, pound the rock. I think they're going to do this and do that. Well, you got to block. And you don't have the guys that were better offensive run blockers than pass blockers.
That's what's crazy, though, is a guy like Kenyon Green, yeah, he may have led the league in my bads, but
but he was a good run blocker.
He was a good run blocker. Yeah. Yeah.
He's no longer here, though. So now you got to expect that these retreads are going to at least be able to run block.
Well, we're going to find out. I mean,
That's why, as good as everything else looks with this team right now, it's hard for anybody to say, okay, just sweep it under the rug. Line's fixed. They're going to be fine.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think as pundits and guys that talk, and I think we tend to skew negatively. But you just don't know yet, really. You don't know. I mean, they could go out and
Barry,
shock
all of us.
Okay, but
if they traded for Tooney instead of the Bears – if they brought in some offensive linemen with some skins on the wall that have been good offensive linemen to where you go, okay, now I can buy into the fact that maybe it was scheme, maybe it was coaching, but I know from a talent perspective, at least they brought in some guys that I know have had success in this league.
But it does happen. It just we haven't seen it happen yet, and we haven't seen it happen with these guys, right? I'll give you a good example. It's kind of like what the Astros do with arms. You just have to find the right coaches that have the right mentality and the right teaching mechanisms to go out and find the right guys that fit the way they teach and their system. And it's almost like the Astros just have this knack of grabbing a guy and either fixing him or making him better. And
well, that's awesome.
That's what I'm saying is maybe these guys, maybe this coaching staff,
maybe
this OC and this line coach is the Texans version of the Astros pitching staff and the Astros coaching staff, right? Maybe that's what this is. We just don't know yet.
See, I don't think you're wrong in the fact that if we're going to look at this.
I'm just trying to be positive for the
yeah,
fans.
Yeah, exactly. Our first
I feel
reaction.
Like we're always so
thank
negative.
Thank you, Dana Brown.
I just feel
thank
like we're
our
you know,
first reaction is
like
always going to be.
The show, it just seems so negative about, like, you know, the Texans and stuff. And it's like, man, they're actually a good football team.
Right.
They're a
but
good
I think
football
that it's
team.
Fair to say, look, I think that scheme can make a difference. I think that coaching absolutely can make a difference. I think that I believe in these guys and their ability to evaluate talent. And I think that, you know, even from what you were saying, the fact that if Tunsil just wasn't a culture guy and he wasn't a guy willing to, like, play nice with others and do the things from the meeting room to the practice field that they expected, that they were done with him. I'm good with all of that. And I believe that they got the right offensive coordinator. Do I believe Slowick had shortcomings? Now more so than ever. Do I think that they're on the right track? Yes. I just don't know what I don't know because I haven't seen this offensive line play together. I can hear all the compliments and how together they are till they're blue in the face, but until they show me by blocking and doing the things that they have to do, it is a make-or-break position group of the entire franchise because the defense can be great. But CJ, at the end of the day and at the end of the year, how is he going to be graded? He's going to be graded by what numbers he puts up and how many times he was knocked on his ass. And that's all on the offensive line. if they're going to be a running team. From Mixon to Chubb to whoever else they're going to hand the ball off to.
Pierce.
They've got Pierce. I don't know if Pierce is going to get carries
if he
or
even
not.
Makes the team.
Right. Yeah. I'm not even worried about him. I think they drafted Pierce's replacement anyway. I think that they have talent. But we can talk about how much talent they have everywhere else. If the line doesn't do their job, it affects everything that they do offensively.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fair to say. That's why they say it. Everything is one up front. Obviously, that's the whole point. But
so that's why it's still such a concern. I'm not trying to be negative because I want to believe that they got the right guy.
I mean, Nick Caserio told us, "Hey, he and D'Amico aren't worried, so we shouldn't be worried either."
Of course not. Yeah, I mean, exactly. So
if they're not worried, then we shouldn't be. So all good. We're good. Next segment.
Go Texas.
Yeah, I want to believe everything. I want to think that all these new guys are going to be great, but until I see it, you know, on the field against 11 other guys and know that it's going to hold up, I've got concerns.
Well, and I mean, rightfully so. Look, this group of guys isn't going to win offensive line of the year. They're not going to win any ranking sheets. We know that. But that doesn't mean that they can't run the ball effectively, right? Do I think that they're going to, you know, do I think that we could be looking at C.J. Stroud possibly having to, you know, maybe spend a few extra minutes on scramble drills? Yeah. Yeah.
That's concerning.
Take a bus to Jacksonville because he's getting beat up?
Yeah. Possibly.
Brian, don't say you massages, know? Okay?
Just
don't
I didn't say the massages.
Don't say massages.
I never said massages.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, wait and see. I hope that what happens is by midseason is that it's one of those things where everybody's having to say, wow.
Yeah, but if it takes till you get into midseason, can you win football games?
No, what I'm saying is by midseason, everybody is saying, wow, this team really has surprised us, and we were wrong about how effective they can be offensively doing what they do, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All right.
Because what it really is they've got to relieve some stress on Stroud because he still thinks that he has to do everything. That's the problem.
Especially when you consider the talk around the team this year with the change to Nick Haley is that Stroud's going to be more involved in calling the line protector. Stroud already felt like he had to do everything at times, and now he's getting extra responsibility, which I think is a good thing. I'd rather him be able to call his own protection, but it's something to look out for.
Yeah.
Keith's on hold right now. He wants to get on the receivers real quick before we get off of anything on Texans. Keith, what's going on?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Mike Williams retired today. I'm looking at Ladd McConkey. You know, Keenan Allen's gone. Josh Palmer's gone. I'm thinking Ladd McConkey goes over 150 catches. 9 catches a game for 17 games is 153. Do you think he gets more catches than Nico, or is Ladd just going to be a fantasy football dream this year?
Brian's going to talk about the fantasy football implications. I'm going to tell you right now, I saw Vegas put a stat on Nico today that his over-under on catches is like 86.5.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a couple numbers put out in the Texans that I like to fire on. I would, but Nico is one of those guys, though, that I don't know if he'll get the 100-catch season. He's more of a big play guy, so catches maybe a little bit lower, but yards still up.
Still with 17 games, I got to believe he's going to be 90.
If he plays.
That's I was going to say, he's never played 17 games.
Yeah, he's missed 7 games over the last 2 years, or 7.5 games over the last 2 years. So
he's played 14, 10, 15, and 12.
Yeah.
So
He could be a 90-catch guy if he played the whole season. I don't expect him to because he hasn't done it.
Yeah, so you want to handle the fantasy aspect?
Yeah, I mean, Ladd McConkey is a great wide receiver. I don't think Mike Williams retiring, though, drastically increases the target share for Ladd McConkey because it's not like Mike Williams is getting a ton of targets thrown his way anyway. So
right. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Barry wants to play an old man game, I think.
Is that because he's old, or is that the implication?
We get called that. Some people on the text line that are being deprived of their normal contact with the Killer Bees have made those implications, but we can live through them. But we want to do a little exercise with Barry based on that. We got plenty more to get to. If you guys want to chime in, join us. We'll be back with more. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
broadcasting live from McCormick and Schmick's at Town & Country as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Jeremy out, Barry Laminack in. We're at McCormick and Schmick's in Town & Country, enjoying just an absolutely delightful afternoon of great food and beverage amongst a lot of great Houstonians, having some fun talking some sports and other things. We were talking earlier, guys, about a lot of different things, but the text line reacting to all of it. At the end of the day, 281 says, CJ's got to play better if he's elite. Elite quarterbacks make a line look better like he did his first year. It's fair. I mean, but he's going to be great. You know, regardless of what he has or hasn't, he's going to absolutely be evaluated by the stats he gets at the end of the year. If they just go to more of a running attack, but his stats aren't great, there's still people that are going to pick him apart.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. Elite quarterbacks make lines look better, but if you're constantly under duress, it's hard to make a line look better. There's moments where they'll do that, and, you know, 20% of the time, yes. But if you lead the league in hurries, you know, or, you know, having to throw under pressure, that's difficult, especially for a guy in his first or second year. And if Slowick was taking forever to get a play call in, and yeah, I don't disagree with him, but it's not, the onus isn't all on CJ Stroud either.
Earlier we had the great debate of the day, which is something we normally do almost every day. And it was carrot cake sucks and banana pudding is way overrated.
I don't know if it was so much a debate as you guys are just wrong.
BMAC said that banana pudding over vanilla pudding. Yes. Did you say it was over chocolate pudding as well?
Yes.
Banana pudding over all terrible. Else is a BMAC take, not mine or Brian,
or berries. Yeah, terrible take.
So, and then I said cake. That carrot cake is a waste of cake. Like, it shouldn't even be a dessert. Carrot cake is terrible. There's all these other cakes that you could have that actually taste good instead of having a vegetable as part of your cake.
Yeah, why would you even choose that?
Especially if you go to a restaurant and you have other selections.
Think about
that. And carrot cake. Carrot cake should be the odd man out every single time.
You took the time to say, I'm going to make a cake. And you gathered ingredients. And one of them was carrots. Like, you were making a delicious dessert called cake. And you could have made chocolate. You could have made anything. But you chose carrots. That is insane.
You get your head examined if you
that is
that.
Stupid.
Okay, so 225, area code 225 says homemade banana pudding all over
100%.
All puddings.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the instant, like, pudding cup stuff. I'm not talking about good homemade banana pudding.
713 number, absolutely an intelligent person. Banana, anything is disgusting. Carrot, anything is worse.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. Great response there. Area code 228. Willing to bet Blank has never had Southern banana pudding with real banana and vanilla wafers. BMAC, I'm with you.
I have.
You're banned from the show.
I have. No, I've had it. It's, I mean, it's not, look, it's not terrible, but it's just not better than vanilla or chocolate. It's just not. Period.
Blast from the past. Yo, Adrian says, I make the best flan with cream cheese.
You know what? Make toast
and
in
lots
the bathtub.
Of sugar.
That's weird.
Yeah. Glad to hear you again, Barry.
Hold on. Make what?
What? Make toast in the bathtub.
Why?
That's weird.
That's pretty severe.
Severe?
From the minute he plugs in the toaster and dips it in the water,
what?
You might have a little guilt on your conscience at some point.
This is why you're cursed, Barry.
Did he say I make the best flan?
Yeah, he did.
No grown-ass man. That should not be a sentence that comes out of no respect.
Unless you're Bobby Flay.
No,
Mick
even
can't
them.
Make flan?
No, even them. You know how much different stuff should be in your recipe
We're
book?
We're drawing gender lines on desserts?
You know, yeah. Before you puff out your chest and pound it and go, hey, I make the
my
best
point
flan
is,
in the – man, make toast in the tub. That's
if
weird.
If you're Bobby Flay or
weird.
Some of these world-renowned chefs, you make everything.
Guy so Fieri. That's
like, yeah, Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
But if
but
you're
you
Yo
don't
Adrian,
need to make flan.
If you're Yo you Adrian, you know else? What you say? I make a great steak.
Yeah. Exactly. I make a great steak.
You make
I barbecue
flan?
Chicken like nobody else. I can make a mean twice-baked potato. Not flan. What are you doing?
That's what you're bragging about. Well, twice
at least we know what
over Flan. Yes, I'm, you know what I'm not bragging about. Flan.
Yo, Adrian has obviously been away from the show for a while. And we know what he's been doing.
Making Flan.
Yeah, making Flan.
Flan.
409 says, dumb. I didn't eat cheesecake until I was 16 because it sounded disgusting, just like carrot cake. The only difference is carrot cake is amazing. I mean, I'm sorry.
What?
Cheesecake
what?
Is.
No, I'm flipping it. I'm flipping it. Oh, it's.
The only difference
it's
is cheesecake is amazing. Carrot cake is brutal.
You got to try the carrot cake at Trulux. I'm telling you. Mm. I am with you on 99% of carrot cakes, but the one at Trulux is fantastic. Mm.
281 says two-finger Nana pudding is the best.
Shout out to an unnamed person on the morning show.
It's like, it's like ordering a drink. Hey, you want two fingers of whiskey?
Two fingers of banana pudding.
I'll take two fingers of banana pudding.
No, 832 says regular pudding is for children.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not your banana pudding.
No, yeah, again, the Instant Cups is not what I'm talking about.
Two fingers of banana pudding.
Hey, barkeep, two fingers of banana pudding.
Hey, barkeep.
281 says, carrot cake is awesome. My mom made carrot cake when I was younger.
I take my meat.
And it was on the rocks.
I take my banana pudding meat, thank you.
So 281 says, carrot cake's awesome. My mom made carrot cake when I was younger. It was great. Open y'all's mind up and try it. As long as I don't have to open my mouth up and try it. Yeah. I don't want to try carrot cake. It's nasty. I've tried it before, and it sucks.
How many times have you tried it?
Enough to know that I hate it and never want it again. Yeah. So that's multiple times. Okay, now Pete's come in and added carrot cake to my list. And
there we go.
And the Texans offensive line
pudding.
To the long list of things that I hate. I'm not reading it all right
have
now.
Have you ever
Pete.
Read that to Barry? Does Barry?
Yeah,
well, yeah
yesterday.
Yesterday,
yesterday
we got the Cliff Notes version of it. This is the full-blown one.
We'll have to add it. Yeah, carrot cake's definitely on the list.
Oh, it's been added.
Okay.
Homemade banana pudding is the only good pudding.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Let's see if we got anything else before we get to the break. AR Platinum, our good friend and loyal listener to the show. Not to place it above other cakes, but a carrot cake is so good. Okay, AR Platinum, you can go
blocked,
back to whatever you want.
Blocked
were doing.
And reported.
Yeah, go scratch off some more scratch offs.
Yeah. Blocked and reported.
You going to tell him to make toast in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Dude
make,
gets paid to scratch off scratch offs.
Weirdo.
Fine. His dessert choices are suspect. See what I did there?
Yes.
Anything pudding is a no thank you. Now. Okay, it depends on, like, if you're choosing it off a menu. But, like, if my mom made homemade pudding, chocolate pudding, I'm not turning that down if it's there.
Yeah. Sure, I mean, if your mom make it, it makes it different because you can't homemade. Be mean to moms. So no, I'm not going to eat pudding.
Man, homemade is.
Yeah, homemade makes it different.
Oh, my God. This person should be banned for life. Is carrot cake really worse than German chocolate cake? What the hell's wrong with you?
The texture's pretty much the same.
Okay, texture guy. Get a good feel on this. There's no comparison between German chocolate cake and carrot cake. Are you telling me as much
same.
As you've been pro carrot cake?
First of all,
are you telling me
I'm pro Trulux carrot cake only. I think I've been clear on that.
Are you taking Trulux carrot cake over a great German chocolate cake?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with you?
I think y'all just got rage baited. There's no way that's real.
See, Ryan even says, there's no way that's real.
I think German chocolate cake's
also,
kinda overrated.
Never say Phil on this and put your pants back on. That's inappropriate, sir.
We are moving Cormick and Schmicks.
Yes.
Not a back alley.
Sir.
Barry is officially back because Peter has his Barry list updated. and he forgot one. Barry hates John Singleton, door-to-door salesman, whoever keeps calling Singleton up, and accomplished male desserts. He hates it. He also hates people that go to HEB and sample salsa with
well,
their fingers.
To be fair, so does everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, wow.
Update the list, Pete.
Look
Come
at
on.
Me reaching on that one, Pete. That is hilarious.
Accomplished male dessert artist. Barry hates.
Accomplished. Not failed male dessert artist. Just accomplished.
Accomplished ones.
That is too funny.
Now, this is a great point. 713 says, I think the only reason carrot cake is edible is because of the frosting. It's not bad, but I'm not grabbing it first. I'm not grabbing it first or second or third.
What?
No, that's not the first cake I'd order. Again, this is like a Trulux cake only. They've gotten so much ad space out of this. They
My
should,
goodness.
They should write us a letter, but or send us
All
some,
right.
actually.
All right, Joel.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm doing
well,
this too.
Oh, yeah, well, we got to go to break.
Let's go to break.
Go to break. Break. Come
All
back.
Right, when we come
go
back.
Go to break. Come back.
I've got I'm gonna tell you. I've got the best old guy phrases, the top 16. This was a bracket somebody did. But we're going to see how many of these you and Brian, you as well, and everybody listening, everybody over the age of 30, I want to know how many of these y'all say on a daily basis.
Okay.
We're going to go 1 through 16. I won't do it bracket style. I'll just go 1 through 16. How many of these do you use in your daily life? I think I use all of these, but I'm 51, so I'm allowed to.
That next, and don't forget car wreck of the day before we get out of here. If you got a car wreck, you want to get it on the list, get that to us as well, 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from McCormick and Schmick's at Town and Country as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's the Killer Bees, Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
No Jeremy Barry Laminack, who's about to take us through a bracket of old people sayings.
Old guy phrases. Yeah.
Okay. What do you got?
This popped up on my timeline. I was like, oh, that's hilarious. Because, you know, it's the slow time in sports, and yeah, this is the time when most
people take
radio
vacation.
Shows do. Yeah. When most radio shows do some sort of Mount Rushmore or whatever.
Or Palillo goes on vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah. But this was, at first I was like, oh, ha, 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 old guy phrases. And then I started reading them, and I was like, oh.
I'm old.
Yep. Say that one. Yep. That one, yep. So they did it bracket style, so it was like 1 versus 16.
Right, two. Right.
But I'm just going to go 1 through 16, so you'll know that, you know, the last
Keep
one was
check how many
the
you
first
use.
One.
Sure.
So I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to read the phrase, and then we'll just see what you say. And callers, you or listeners, you guys can chime in as well if you say these. But here we go. This is what they're basically, we're trying to figure out what was the best old guy phrase. So here we go. Number
Get off
one.
My lawn.
Huh?
Get off my lawn.
No, number one, newsflash, buddy.
No, I don't use
No. Especially when you throw in the buddy. I might say newsflash occasionally, but no.
I might have said that. Number two, what's the damage?
I've said that. Yeah.
I might have said that just now when I was like,
yeah, you did.
What's the damage? All right, number three. Oh, where the heck did it go? Oh, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
No. That was I'm saying ironically.
Look at Joel's face.
Oh,
yep.
Joel said it.
Joel,
you know why? Because
no,
I got
nice
kids.
Guy.
And I got kids that sometimes don't listen.
Oh, yeah.
And or I coach kids that don't listen.
Yeah. All right. Number four, you're out somewhere. You might say, hey, let me sneak past you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's yeah. A. Oh, I'm saying that.
I
let
need
me
to go. Excuse
you.
Me, but
yeah,
I don't think I would
you.
Say that.
All right, number five. It's not the heat; it's the humidity. That is,
I mean,
definitely
living in Houston. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're going to say that.
Definitely an old
We've
guy
all
phrase.
Said that here.
Yeah. Number six. You ready to rock and roll? When you're ready to go somewhere,
yeah.
Time to
yeah.
leave.
Yeah.
Ready to rock and
yeah.
roll?
Yeah.
All right.
Guilty. Guilty.
Number seven. You and what army?
Oh, my God. My parents were all over that one.
Yeah. Somebody wants to fight.
You think you're tough, my old man? You think you're tough? You and what army? You're not even taking me down.
Yep. All right. Number eight. Look what the cat dragged in. Bro, my grandfather used to say that all the time. I definitely don't use that one, but that is 1,000%. Number nine. Hate to burst your bubble.
For sure.
I've used that.
You guys use
that?
Yeah. All right. Number 10. These are dangerous when talking about food.
Oh, that is something my dad says, no, but what? I'm not at that age.
Yeah, like if
that's
something's
more so
spicy.
Like with drinks.
Yeah,
drinks
if either
too,
something
yeah.
that's like real potent, like a.
Like you take a drink, well, like, it's stronger than
yeah.
you expected. Like, or, oh, these are dangerous.
Or you eat some beans.
Or if you, yeah, or if you get like yeah. a really hot, spicy buffalo wing. Woo, these are dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've used that, but oh, I get it.
I definitely have. All right, number 11. Cool your jets.
No, that's an old. That's old.
I think it's more than 7-year-old. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's something my
yeah.
dad says.
Yeah, that's my grandma and my dad.
Jets,
or my mom.
70, but
number 12. I probably say this every time. Working hard or hardly working?
Okay, guilty.
Oh, yeah. Nailed it. All right, number 13. Don't mind if I do.
Guilty, yeah.
Wants a banana pudding?
Don't mind if I do.
Number 14, you're in the car. Hey, nice blinker. When somebody doesn't turn their blinker on,
my phrasing might be a little different.
Mine too. My road rage would have rephrased that, but there's no doubt.
You're sitting at a stop sign.
Yeah.
You're waiting to pull out, and somebody's coming down, but then they turn.
Phrasing.
And you could have went if they had turned their blinker on. And what do you yell? Nice blinker. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
All the time.
I said, with some cuss words.
I think I used that 6 times on the way over. All right, number 15.
You definitely put cuss words in it.
Yeah, 100%. Number 15, see you later, alligator.
No, I'm not that old.
My mom definitely says that.
She's older than us, guy.
My mom's an old guy.
Your mom's awesome.
Last one, number 16, when answering the phone, yellow.
With a Y?
With a Y. Yellow.
No.
I'm 100% guilty of that. Oh, 100%. All right, so there you go.
Thank God you don't do that with me.
I think I had yes on 6 of those. I don't know how old that makes me, but.
Man, I guess it makes me 41.
I think I had at least 6, probably more than that.
I want to say I had, when I counted up, I had 9 or 10 of the 16. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Our platinum Texan filling in what we weren't going to say on the air with
nice
the blinker.
Just throwing
in every expletive, and he texted it in.
The phrasing is different, but yes.
Put your John Hancock on this paper for a signature.
Well, people of a certain age, it becomes put your Herbie Hancock on it.
Yeah.
If it's free, it's me.
If it's free, I'll take three.
That's a Calvin Murphy.
Yeah.
I learned that from Murph.
Gosh. That was fantastic. I saw that. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
And the final one on the text line. Oh, no, we're back to pudding. All right, so that'll do that. All right, we got Car Wreck of the Day coming up next as we wrap up the show from McCormick & Schmick's in Town & Country. If you got a car wreck and still got some time, get it to us, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on social media. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
All right, but one more quick shout-out to the poker players out there. You may want to head out to Texas Card House in Spring this afternoon. You still have time because Hijack Poker is going to be out there until 8 o'clock tonight. They're doing some exciting in-person-only promotions, so you got to get out there to take advantage of that. Plus, they have a great game this evening at 6 p.m., a $40 buy-in with a $4,000 guaranteed buyout. Just 40 bucks. You got to take part of that. So get out to Texas Card House in Spring today. I-45 North at Spring Cypress, texascardhouse.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick. Where's my money?
This is the Car Wreck of the Day.
Hey, Car Wreck of the Day, as we do every day, and we've got plenty, but we got the text line to clear up a little bit. B. Hannon just texted in. If you want any of those phrases, just listen to any Philip Rivers mic'd up.
That's
very well played.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's see what else we got here. Your ass is grass.
Yep.
That's an old person's phrase.
Yeah.
That is used a lot. Yeah. And what'd you say? And I'm the lawnmower?
Yep. Your ass is grass and I'm the lawnmower. Buddy.
Someone not air platinum cleaned up the other way to talk about the blinker thing by saying, I guess that model Mercedes didn't come with a blinker.
That's funny.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So
I like that.
Those were some of the ones that we had sent us that made me chuckle. Dadgummit.
Boy, my dad used to say that. That was, if he couldn't curse around people, that was his go-to.
Would that be not more prevalent down here? Because I don't think in the Midwest it was a dadgummit.
Oh, really?
It was a g-dang it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
dadgummit was down. Yeah, that was, he used that a lot.
Okay. All right, so Car Wreck of the Day, what do you boys got?
I got to go with eating salsa on aisle 5.
That's fantastic.
That's mine. That's just nasty, bro. If you're going to open up a jar of salsa, that's your salsa.
You got some stones, too, to do that in public.
Bro! And then I could hear the I can hear the button pop. Don't. It's yours now. You know what I mean? Like, that's just nasty, bro. That's your salsa now. So that's my car wreck of the day. And then to try to sneak it and put it back. We saw you. So that's mine.
B-Mac, what do you got?
I'm going to nominate Barry for pretending he was looking for olive oil when he almost faced a confrontation.
Almost got busted.
Yeah. Olive oil. Yeah, oh. I'm looking for the olive oil. Come here.
You know what would have been wild if it was right there? If it had been like, it's right here, I would have had to buy olive oil that I didn't even want. That would have been hilarious.
Locked in.
And the even funnier part of that is, if you know anything about when Barry and I have done shows, the tough guy in the parking lot is actually this guy. He would wait for cars that parked, when you and Jeremy talk about parking over the line or whatever, he would wait for them.
Really?
And then go right at them. I'm like, I would have thought that he would have said, wait, this guy right here,
was
just
crazy.
Called him out right
that's
then
my go-to.
You'll wait out people won't confront the dude about.
Well, no, that's what's weird.
That's
what's weird about the story is that my default 99% of the time would have been to turn to the guy and be like, bro, that's nasty. What are you doing? Like, call him out, shame him in public. But I don't know why this time it was the opposite of what my normal reaction is. I don't know why I did it that way. It's weird. Because Joel will tell you, and people that know me and have been around me will tell you, I have no problem saying things to people. I've shushed people's kids that are running around acting crazy.
He will shush other people's kids. That would drive me nuts.
No problems. Yeah, I've had people want to fight me because I've shushed their kids. It's fine. But, like, I don't have a problem doing that. I don't know why this time around it was different, but it was really weird. It was like an out-of-body experience how nice I was about the whole thing.
I don't know if Ryan has this audio or not. I know. I think Will talked about it, too. But definitely my car wreck of the day
is
Coldplay and lead singer Chris Martin on accident as they were scanning the crowd and putting the pictures of people in the crowd and the video pictures of people in the crowd, put astronomer.
That's the name of the company.
It's a tech company.
Yeah.
The CEO, Andy Byron, who's married, by the way, and the wife wasn't there.
And has two kids.
His colleague, who I believe is in HR.
She's the chief HR officer.
Kristen Cabot. And they were locked arm in arm while enjoying the Coldplay concert. Here's how it sounded.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right. Come on. You okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
He had no idea. He was spot on because the minute the camera hit him.
Well, the reaction gave him away.
Yeah, and they realized, they were on camera. He let go of her. He ducked down below the seat.
Back to the camera.
And you know she's got one of her friends there who's redder than a siren going, oh, but.
She's like, oh, my God.
This is the angle I took.
More like hot play. Okay.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Those jokes kill in Arkansas?
What?
Jeez.
But I 100% believe if they no-sell it and don't try to duck behind the seats and she turns away. Yeah. No one would think anything of it.
They don't know who they are.
Well, chances are. Well, it depends on if that's their home city.
Maybe.
Percentage-wise, play that card rather than play the panic and duck card.
If you panic and duck, Chris Martin has no idea who you are, and he immediately figured out, you're cheating.
Yeah.
But 100%. if you play it cool, he doesn't know that.
Right.
He probably doesn't even say it
because they just pass on to the next couple.
They just go to the next one.
By the way, can I give a 1A car wreck of the day?
Sure.
And shout out to whoever did it. But when Starks walked to the podium.
Oh, yeah.
The Aggie song.
Yeah, gig 'em, baby. Yeah, when Stark walked to the podium, they played the Aggie
fight
right song.
Here.
I love it so much. That has to win.
Well, I hope that makes up for losing
so
the game.
So fantastic. Man. Oh, who cares? They're going to lose anyway. As a lifelong Aggie fan, I accept failure and them losing. That is just a foregone conclusion.
One final car wreck of the day because of the T.J. Watt contract. The car wreck might be Nick Caserio's ability to try and sign Will Anderson to a good contract.
Yeah,
that could be it.
Well, we know Caserio has no problem with signing guys at the top of the market. So, but the top of the market just went up.
I was going to say, and it's not going anywhere but going up after this. Yeah. So you might want to get to work.
Yeah, to quote a great philosopher, the ceiling is the roof now.
Thanks, MJ. Look, yeah. Thank you to McCormick and Schmick's. They've been phenomenal. Their food is fantastic. We've been having
so
a great old
fashions.
Time. And the beverages as well. Come delicious. And see them for the best happy hour in America. Thanks to Brian doing all the hard work and doing a little co-hosting with Will Kunkel earlier today. Tomorrow we're at East River 9 in Edo. Come by and see us. You can catch some of the British Open, or the Open as they call it, the Open Championship, and hang out with us all afternoon yet again. Is Will back tomorrow?
No, Paul will be back.
Paul will
site,
be back
yeah.
tomorrow. Okay, so there you go. So you got that to look forward to as well. You guys have a phenomenal evening, a wonderful morning, and then join us tomorrow at East River 9 for Barry Laminack, Joel Blank, Brian McDonald, and Ryan doing a fantastic job back in the studio. We thank you for listening to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.